Stupid people get fat by eating rubbish. That's according to the former Tory cabinet minister, Lord Tebbit. He says fat people have only themselves to blame for their weight if they insist on stuffing themselves silly. This is what he said, speaking about the UK's obesity problem in the House of Lords.
Does the government not accept that people ought to know that if they stuff themselves silly with high-calorie rubbish foods, they will get fat? It's their responsibility. And all the forums and other nonsense are merely trying to divorce people from the consequences of their own stupid actions.
Yeah.
So is he right? Are people overweight? Do they only have themselves to blame? Broadcaster Amy Lamay is on the line, also the journalist Emma Wolfe. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So Amy, people trying to divorce themselves from their responsibilities.
Well, look, you and I are both no stranger to a pork pie, right?
Well, I think you're confusing me with the regular presenter of this programme, but carry on.
And I think that what we need to do is get away from bullying people and actually look at practical issues of dealing with issues around obesity. We know that the obesity crisis is here in the UK. We know that obesity levels have doubled around the world since 1980. So this is an issue that isn't really going away. But I think that Lord Tebbit's comments are really provocative because it brings in issues around self-esteem, around class, around money and access to fresh food and good food. And I just think he comes across as one of those uneducated people that he's saying are making themselves fat, really.
Emma Wolfe?
Hi. I think, first of all, we should be quite clear. He didn't say stupid people, because I have looked again at his quote and we just listened to it. He said people ought to know that if they stuff themselves silly. I regret the kind of unkind language. I don't think that he expressed himself in the best way. But as we know, Lord Tebbit is no stranger to making odious comments about, you know, gay people, all sorts. He didn't choose the most correct words, but I think he has a point and I agree with him. And I think what he's saying is, it's people taking responsibility for their actions. And as Amy says, there are a lot of reasons, but I'm also hearing a lot of excuses. And I think, and I'm trying to be, I think we need sympathy, but I think we need to stop disempowering people. It's very disempowering when you say, oh, I can't afford to do exercise. I can't afford to buy good food. The fact is, going for a run or walking around the block is free. The fact is, buying basic, good, fresh ingredients is no more expensive than buying fast food. I think that a lot of overweight people are making excuses, and it disempowers them. It doesn't help them. The only time in my life I've ever made positive changes is when I've stood up and got off my backside and done it for myself. I think that a lot of overweight people would be amazed at what they could do, and they'd be happier as well. We can't pretend that being obese or
being
overweight
makes anyone happy. That you cannot say that overweight people would be happier. That's a completely subjective judgment. And just a report that was out yesterday by Oxfam says that our access to fresh, reasonably priced food in this country, we are quite low down on the scale for being the sixth richest nation in the world.
Fast food isn't cheaper. It really isn't. I mean, buying pizza.
I'm not arguing about that, but I'm saying we have to take a holistic approach to this. And what I think would be much more effective would be looking at a program like Health at Every Size. So looking at not just the weight of people, but actually looking at the overall general health. It is not impossible to be overweight and to be healthy.
Obesity leads to chronic ill health. No, I agree with you. We have very crude measures like the BMI, which actually you can be kind of quite high up on the BMI and still be fit.
Somebody in the program earlier of the week asked me if I knew what my BMI was, and I initially thought that they'd been taken over by British Airways. I had absolutely no idea. But I mean,
it's body mass index, and you can be quite high up. You can be quite muscly and still have a high BMI. So that's not a very good measure.
But the point is that we have had, I mean, discussions on this program in the past where there is an assumption that is made that because someone is overweight, they are unhealthy, which is a wrong assumption to make.
No, well, that's okay. There's correlation and there's causation, but obesity obesity, chronic obesity, leads to severe ill health, and that costs the country. But let me just go back to the point about being happy. I wasn't saying that fat people can't be happy. I was saying that mostly, and from my background, I was anorexic for 10 years. I'm only trying to be honest and say that being severely underweight or severely overweight, generally, extremes of either end doesn't really make you... It's not a happy place to be, and it's not a happy place when you can't play with other children. It's not happy for our children to grow up like that, and it's not happy to feel unattractive or ashamed about how you look or about your relationship with food.
But the answer to this is not through bullying and by making people feel bad about themselves.
Surely it's down to willpower, Amy, is it? I mean, you have to do it for yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely you have to do it for yourself. But there's a lot of conditions that exist in society
to make that extremely difficult.
No, I'm not making excuses. I'm saying we need a practical response to this.
We all know what the practical response is. The practical response is four words. Eat less, move more. Why do you need awareness?
That is so.
Why do you need awareness? Why do you need education campaigns? What is difficult about that?
People would say, I mean, what you're suggesting is exactly what Lord Tebbit's saying. You're trying to divorce people from the responsibilities and the consequences.
I'm not trying to. Not at all. What I'm trying to do is take a more holistic approach to this. It's not about eat less, move more. Food is a very emotional thing. It's tied to family. It's tied to culture. It's tied to so many things, and we can't just say eat less, move more. You know,
that's what it comes down to.
Human beings, and we were a flawed.
It's a calculation. It's calories in versus calories out. And
I've heard that a zillion times. I just, you know,
it's simple. I've been to Africa, and you don't see when people don't have enough food, people don't get overweight.
You
don't see fat skeletons. All this nonsense about big bones and heavy and slow metabolisms and all of that.
I didn't bring that up. You're talking about that. I'm trying to take a more holistic approach to a problem that is affecting more and more people. You're trying to make it way too simplistic.
Let's park it there and take a few calls. We'll come back to both of you. Calories in, calories out, or is it much more complicated than that, do you feel? 0845 955 678. Is Lord Tebbit right? Is this a case of trying to divorce people from their responsibilities and from the consequences of eating too much? 0845 955 678. Bill's in Belfast. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Joel. Great show.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. By the way, I'm a bit of a cold cuddly.
Right, okay, yes.
Well, just a statement Lord Tebbit made that he says people are stupid.
Well, we think that's been clarified, but what he did say was that the people were perhaps not wise in terms of... They were eating too much rubbish, and that was the basic reason, and they were stuffing themselves silly, was a direct comment.
Well, if he has a look at the front bench of the Conservative Party, you see a chap sitting there calling Mr. Pickles. And I'm sure he'll be kind of annoyed about what he said, because he's a minister in the government, and you wouldn't call him a lightweight. You know?
You're happy being cuddly, though, are you, Bill?
Oh, very happy. Very happy.
Doesn't annoy you in the least?
Not in the least. I'm at the wrong age of 65 to worry about it.
So it doesn't make you unhappy?
No, In fact, I remember one time I was on a sort of a diet, and the doctor says, you know, sometimes this can make you feel very sad. I says, well, then I better go back to happy and happy again. But I don't stuff myself for rubbish.
No. And do you think is it too simplistic to say calories in, calories out, or, you know, eat less, move more, as Emma was saying, or do you feel it is as simple as that?
Well, it's not just as black and white in that. There are some people who, no matter what they eat, wouldn't put on weight, and there are people who would eat things that would put weight on. And there is a lot of rubbish out there, and you can see it. But I have friends of mine eat a lot more than me, and they're lightweights compared to me. You know, they just don't seem to put on weight.
Bill, we'll refer to you as Cuddly Bill from now on. We should put that in the system.
I'm cuddly.
Anytime your number comes up, we'll call you Cuddly Bill. Thanks for your call this morning. Brenda's also on the line. Morning, Brenda.
Hello.
Hello, Brenda. Are you cuddly?
No, definitely not. I'm very slim, but I believe when you are what you eat. That's a very, very good point. Definitely are. I mean, there's no doubt about it, you know. I just eat. I wouldn't do any exercise because it's just not me. But I keep slim because I watch what I eat. Simple. It's simple. You have to much with you, that's simple.
So you agree with Emma then, it's all down to calories in and calories out?
I agree with that. That man that was talking there, he's right. If you stuff your face, that's the end of it. I mean, people use excuses, but there's no excuse, you know. The only one controls what gets into your mouth is you. Nobody else can do that for you, you know.
Nobody will see you stuffing yourself, silly Brenda, will they?
No, they will not. They see me on the salads and the things that keep you healthy. Yeah.
Not even a wee bar of chocolate every now and again?
No, not this, about 18 years.
No bars of chocolate for 18 years?
Yes.
Jeepers,
so there you are.
How did you do that? I don't think I could ever do that.
You could do that. You just actually get it. You just go off it and you don't even want it.
I don't think I could go without one for 18 hours. Never mind 18 years.
I can, yeah. I haven't had anything like that, or chips. I haven't got for 18 years.
So do you eventually reach the point, this is interesting this, so do you eventually reach the point then where you actually don't even crave them or don't miss them?
I wouldn't even, chips would absolutely turn me, do you know that?
And yet before that, it's something that you...
And before that, well, I was heavy. I was heavy at school. I was bullied at school because I was heavy. So it made me then turn, well, that's not going to happen, you know. So that's what I've done. I cut all those things out. And the ones that bullied me, they're the 18 stone people now, you know what I mean? Yeah.
No bakeries, no chippies, no chocolate.
That's
my dad gone in one fell swoop. Right. Much for me to ponder there, Brenda. Thanks for your call this morning. That's Brenda. So, Amy, let's wrap this up then, Amy. You feel it's a lot more complicated than it's been simply said, but it's something that it's a problem that's there, and it's something that's going to have to be dealt with, and it's something that's getting worse.
Yeah, and I think we need proper nutritional education in schools for children, and I think that's really one of the most fundamental ways that we will change the situation, not through bullying, not through harsh words. And having a practical, holistic solution, looking at things like health at every size, that takes into consideration the whole person, the whole person's situation, not just an overly simplistic formula of eat less, move more.
Emma, tell me that I can keep eating my chocolate if I just up my exercise.
You can absolutely keep eating your chocolate.
Thank goodness.
In moderation. I don't think we need to overcomplicate the issue.